Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your hostess today. Okay, you know what? I'm going to stop this because I have to turn off. Welcome everyone. This is the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your hostess today. I am really excited to have an old friend today who's going to be leading our meditation, Muriel Lindsay. And I first met Muriel at one of the Cetacean Summits, which, gosh, that's getting to be a long time ago now. And a lot of us on this call were involved in those summits. And this group has really supported these monthly water healing meditations, and I'm really grateful for that. Muriel's now in, she's been living out on Tybee Island off the coast of Georgia for 25 years, and she moved there to work with dolphins, doing participatory research, and she lives right by the river, and she goes out in kayaks and swims with the bottlenose, and they are constantly teaching her. She's written a few books about them, and she's actually written 4 books, but a few of them are about the dolphins and about what the dolphins have to share with humanity. Before moving to Tybee, Muriel was a healer and a therapist for 32 years, and she's a dimensional traveler and a profound lover of Mother Gaia, and since 1977, she's also been a professional astrologer, and she still does readings for people, so you can check that out on her website. But for us, probably the most important thing is that Muriel's been working actively with water consciousness for the last 25 years since she moved down to Tybee. And, you know, spring and summer and fall is all about kayaking with her dolphin friends and, you know, evolving her relationship with them. But a few years ago, she began swimming all year. And to do that, she had to begin the process of mastering her fear of cold water for winter swimming. And she was inspired by Wim Hof, who's a true master of the cold water. And the water really has taught Muriel as much as her dolphins have. So her water lessons are continuing. And I don't understand how you do that, Muriel, but I know there are other people like you. And so I want you to know that her website is muriellindsay.com. And, of course, you can find that on the globalwaterhealing.org website as well. So, Muriel, what did you bring for us today?
Well, what I decided I wanted to do today, and it's very much in keeping with what you just referenced, is that there are so many different aspects of water when you're forming a real intimate relationship with water over time. I have just come to understand how much water serves humans. And I know that this group is called Water Healing Meditation, and it's about healing the waters. But in truth, humans and the water are all the same thing. We're all water. So if we're healing us and working with our own progress, then we're helping the water, because it's the waters inside of us that are being so affected. And when we work with healing the waters, it reverberates back and helps to heal us. So it's really all the same thing when it comes right down to it. So for today, what I want to do in the meditation is to come up with 25 different aspects of the way water serves humans. and give you some examples of what that, the form that takes. I have my own personal experiences, but I decided not to include those because then this would be like 3 hours long. So in the interest of time, what I want you all as participants to do, if you will, is to, as I mentioned, what these aspects are of a, forming a relationship with water in different ways, is for you to source experiences you've had in relating to water and see which ones affected you the most profoundly or continue to affect you the most profoundly. And then, if you would be so kind, at the end of the meditation, if you would share, those of you who would like to do that, it would be very meaningful to hear from you about the parts of relating to water that have had the biggest impact on your life. So part of this will involve memories bubbling up, and you're maybe recalling things that you hadn't thought about in a long time having to do with something connected with your relationship with water. So just be a good note taker so far as letting those memories come up and then tracking them and then sharing them. So, and I know you each have, I will be mentioning certain aspects of relating to water, but you've got your own. It's not limited to the list that I come up with. So feel free to just jump in and share whatever you have that maybe I didn't reference. So on that note, I'm going to crank it up and get us in a place, a state, where it's easier to let memories bubble up and let our the water in us that's the holder of memories help source them and allow them to bubble up. You know, a lot of referencing water here. Bubbles in water are very interesting because they include air. And air is thought, and air is can be memory. And so when there are bubbles in the water is the great connector, and it allows us to connect with memory that we're holding inside. So as each of you just settle in and settle down and settle back and do whatever it is that you do to get into an extremely relaxed state, go ahead and begin that process. It doesn't matter if you're sitting or laying down, just whatever works for you. The thing about water is it's very spontaneous and it just flows. So I am not that big on structure. I think that so much can be said for doing what just feels like it's right in the moment. And so you, in combination with your body, will understand what is it that's going to allow you to surrender to a level of memory and spontaneity. So your eyes are closed by now, and you're aware of parts of your body that get your attention, like maybe your heartbeat, and maybe just a kind of humming, buzzing feeling in your nervous system. So you're not trying to force anything to do what it doesn't want to do, but you're allowing your body to just give up the ghost and all that tension that just kind of lives in our nervous system. Let it go fishing. Let it go somewhere else and leave you be. And just know that as I am speaking to you, the waters inside of you are very much listening. And water does listen. And the water in you is always listening. It's listening to your feelings, It's listening to your thoughts. It's listening to all of the mechanisms that cause your physical body to work. It's a great listener. So as the breath from your lungs breathes you, you make no effort to get your breath to do anything it doesn't want to do. And you discover that this state of relaxation and allowing is very much like having the arms of the Great Mother unconditionally love you. There's nothing you need to do or be except to be open and receptive to the truth of your being, which just happens to be love. So in this state, I'm going to begin sharing a list of the ways that water plays different roles for us, with us, and to us. And as I share these, I would like for you to touch into what has this meant to you. And I will give you some pauses to allow some of that to bubble up as we go through the list. So the first item is water in the form of tears. And if you think about it, tears are the great heart softener. They often release what has been held for far too long that needs to be released. Tears also serve to destroy the illusion that you cannot move beyond grief and pain. They express the truth of how you really feel when you are in grief or pain, but then they set you free to love again. The second item is water gives hope. There are situations in which perhaps you and others have had the experience of being almost without hope. And the water has served, can serve, to ameliorate that. Think of things like in an area of severe drought, what it means when clouds start to come that have that grayish look they have when they are holding rain. And what that does, the anticipation that rain is coming, what that does when it's so needed. Or someone in the desert and they're lost and they're thirsty and there's no water to be found, but they can see in the distance an oasis. And they know because there are trees growing that where there are trees, there's water. And there's the giver of hope. Think of the connection of water in relationship to birth. There's actual birth, and you can think of things like how a woman's water breaks before the baby comes. And you can also think of things like a baby being born under the water and being completely at home in the water and able to swim and hold its breath. But you can also think in terms of things you have birthed in the way of creativity and that there was a connection with water that helped you to do that. It could be that water was your muse, that something about the sound of water and the look of water and the feel of water that so inspired you that it allowed forms of your very personal creativity to emerge. Next, think of water as blessing. And hark back to when you experienced water as a blessing and what was going on at that time. What were the circumstances? It has been said that at weddings, when a gentle rain falls, that that is a blessing. Or you can think of personal experiences where you lifted your face up to the sky and your eyes closed and the rain fell on your face, and how that felt like a blessing. Or even water in the form of mist, like when you're standing next to a waterfall and you feel that gentle mist, and it just gives you that sensation of how blessed you are to be feeling that. And next we have water as mother. How has water given you the peace of unconditional love? Can you think of any circumstances of that nature? Such as salt water, when you're floating and your eyes are closed, but you're floating so you can breathe easily, and you find your mind just turns off and you feel enveloped, safe, loved. And then there's taking baths when you're upset and you need nurture and you need sanctuary. And what happens when you step into that bath water? And I would put to you, that is water as mother. And then there is water as mirror. Now you can think in terms of it reflecting light, like sunlight, moonlight, starlight. And you can even think of water when there are no ripples in it and the moon has risen and you see the moon reflected in the water and it's perfectly still, so it's very much like a mirror. But what I am really asking here is, what has water shown you about yourself? What has it mirrored back to you about yourself that has allowed you to come to understand yourself from another perspective? And that's a very esoteric thought, but those experiences very much happen for many people. And next we have water as awe, that state of being in awe. When has water left you speechless, and how did it do that? Do you have any of those memories? What occurs to me most powerfully when I think of that, sometimes it's waterfalls, the power of waterfalls, especially when you're standing right next to them at the bottom, when they fall from a very great height. But even more than that, for me, it would be the experience of surfing, big wave surfing, where you're in the barrel and you're going through this tunnel and water is roaring over you. And there's this incredible light coming through the other end. And you are at one with this much power and beauty. And that creates tremendous awe. And I think it's where these big wave surfers get their courage to do this, because it's such a a life risking venture. It's not for the faint of heart. The next one is very similar. It is water as being thrilling, but this one I'm making a distinction about. Instead of just talking about a state of awe, the being thrilling aspect has to do with all of your senses being so heightened. Your sense of sight and hearing and smell and touch and some of the more ineffable senses that we have. We're not restricted to the five senses. When you are open and very able to be intuitive and psychic, then you have what I call extended senses. And when all of the senses are wide open at the same time, that's what I call thrilling. So can you think of any experience where you got to utilize the presence of water to feel such things? And the next is water and its relationship with what I will call the miraculous. When have you personally experienced what you would call to be a miracle in the water? You can think in terms of things you've read about or other people, such as surviving drowning, even the fact that when children fall in very cold water and are under the water for 30 minutes, they can be brought back after being under the water for that long in the cold. And actually, there are reasons for that, you know, physically and scientifically, but I think to a lot of people that have witnessed that, it very much feels like a miracle. And I have had a personal miraculous experience in the water regarding hypothermia, which I won't go into detail about, but it's the penultimate in my personal world of that water is so connected with truth and intuition and openness beyond the personality into the realms of being one with the divine. Water is such a connection to that, that being in water or around water makes miracles more likely. They very much facilitate miracles. And maybe I should give a definition. So what I mean by miracle is more and greater than you would have thought was possible. The next one is water as ceremony and also as part of initiations. And can you recall any ceremony that you participated in where water was involved and you could tell the difference it made because of how you related to the water in the ceremony? Do you have personal memories of that? And then there's water as joy. And this is one I think probably every one of you listening can relate to. And so what memories bubble up about how water allowed you to become a completely spirit-infused body, where you could just feel your spirit was in such a state of release and play and love and union and timelessness And the result of that was the state of joy. And you can also just some sort of everyday examples might be some kids in the slums on a really hot day, and someone has opened a fire hydrant and they're playing in the fire hydrant and what they're feeling. Or children at some summer lake somewhere, and they're swinging on a tire hung from a tree and they fall into a lake. And what they're feeling. And there's just something about water that is so invitational to feel joy. The next one is water is forgiveness. And for this one, I would suggest tears of remorse. And what a beautiful emotion remorse is. When you experience it, either personally or you witness it in another, there's something that happens automatically, and it has to do with forgiveness. You can't, when someone is remorseful, the water of the tears lets you feel the authenticity of the regret, and that automatically opens your heart. You can't not forgive when someone sincerely cries tears of remorse. I would suggest to you, it's almost impossible. And then there's water as a spiritual collaborator. What have you noticed about your intuition and psychic abilities and how they're connected with water? Many people reference how they have such epiphanies when they're taking a shower or when they're swimming or when they're in the rain or when they're hearing water. It just seems to be a gate opening to those higher realms, where we can access maybe what normally is not available. So what are your personal connections with that? Then there's the connection of water as an agent of transformation. So when did you go through a life-changing experience that involved water? Such that before you were a different person than after, whatever the experience was. And I'm referring here to an experience that very directly involved water. Then there's the connection of water as a challenger, or even, shall we say, a worthy adversary. Think in terms of long-distance swimmers, the woman that swam from the Keys in Florida to Cuba. Think in terms of the courage of freedivers to do what hasn't been done before, risking life and limb, but trusting their connection with water. And then, of course, there's the big wave surfers. And they are extremely aware of water as being a worthy adversary, and they do not assume that nothing could ever happen to them. They're well aware that they need to let water be their teacher, and they need to be a very good student. And that, in turn, is the next one as well. Water is teacher. What have you allowed water to do in the way of broadening your knowledge and your understanding of life in general, and also of your life in particular? Think in terms also here of Dr. Emoto's work and how he allowed water to be an incredible teacher. And then, of course, he in turn shared what he came up with, which has been very influential on people understanding the true nature of water. Also think in terms of survival situations where maybe you're lost at sea for long periods of time and you don't know if you're going to survive or not, but you really, really want to, and how in paying attention to what's going on with you in connection with water, you can become a really good student. You can learn things that once you are saved and you do survive, that you can take forward and utilize for the rest of your life, some sort of teaching, some sort of learning. And then there is water as grace, as the comforter. So for this, I would suggest that you hark back to some time in your life when water assuaged your suffering without you even asking. And that's the grace part. And this could also include things like a dolphin rescuing a human in trouble. And this could also have to do with your connection with water allowing you to go into an altered state from which you were able to see things, know things, understand things that you didn't before. And then there is water as lullaby. When did water cause you to let go into surrender of sleep when maybe your nervous system was overstimulated and you just felt like you were not going to be able to drop into that place of deep relaxation, even though you very much wanted to? And yet water, something about water, served as lulling you into that state. And then there is water as a playmate. So for this, and I can hark back to this for so many times growing up, how romping in the surf, and this is true for humans and animals both, children can do it for hours and hours and hours. Water in the surf, playing and romping in the surf, is the best playmate ever. And there are just a couple of more. The next one is water as unifier. And think in terms of what is unification? It's when boundaries are dropped. It's when edges are disappear and things merge and come together. So water wearing down rock is a form of unification. Water seeping through everything. The inability to keep water out is an example of unification. Water is truly the great destroyer of edges and everything that separates. So can you personally think of any situation in which becoming one with the presence of water was teaching you that you can't keep water out? And there's a good reason for that, because water truly is life, and without it, you would not be able to live. And sometimes people don't realize how true that is. And so water gives us experiences to remind us. The last one is water is the bringer of humility. And that I would see in connection with the big water events such as tsunamis and how completely helpless an individual is to do anything about a mountain of water rushing in your direction. which is not to say you're doomed to die if that happens because of other relationship aspects I've already mentioned, because there are stories of people caught up in tsunamis that were thrown against a structure that they clung to, and it allowed them to survive when the water receded. So it's not that water, you could make a case for, you know, water definitely is stronger than a human body, but water is not stronger than a human spirit, and water is very much a protagonist of wanting a person to get in touch with their spirit when they're in harm's way, because that way lies miracles. So those are the ones that I recommend for you. You may have others on your own you wish to share. But for now, we're coming to the place where you are going to, almost as if you are lying at the bottom of a beautiful lake that's very clear and the temperature is perfect, but you're now going to begin the process of surfacing, going upward, ascending to the surface. And as you look up, you see the sun rays coming into the water, and they're just making incredible patterns. And you get closer, and the closer you get to these patterns in the top of the water, where you will take your breath back to the room that you're in now, what you feel is something really powerful in the center of your heart. And I think probably the best expression for it would be gratitude. Gratitude to water. Gratitude to water. And you're up to the surface, and your head bobs up above, and you look around, and there's no water. You're just in the room you were in when we started. How did that happen? So welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Thank you, Muriel. I feel driven to ask that as we're swimming in all of these memories of water right now, that we just take another minute or two to flow our gratitude to the water for all these different experiences that you've brought up to our surface today. So let's just take a minute here in silence to flow love and gratitude to water and to all of these different facets and experiences. Thank you. Whew. Muriel, that was really lovely and very different. And I would just like to share something first, which was that many of the categories or instances you brought up brought me back to this group, you know, as blessing and joy and a unifier, just all these different facets of water that bring me back to this beautiful, loving community that we've created around these monthly water blessings. So that's what I wanted to share about that.
Oh, I got so many chills.
Yeah. I mean, so many different things you said. I was like, oh, this group. Oh, this group.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this group.
Yeah.
And then you got down to unifier. I was like, oh, this group.
You
a
are
teacher.
So right. Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
So,
oh, you know what? I think that must be where it came from. Yeah, my idea to do this, I initially thought maybe it was from some of my personal experiences, but as you say that, I got so many chills. I'm like, oh, that's why I did it. That's exactly
yeah.
where it came from. You're so right.
Yeah. So is there someone who would like to share something that came up for them? Just star six and tell us your name.
Tom, I go to sleep every night with a recording of ocean waves. It really helps me to sleep.
Beautiful. Thanks, Tom. There's somebody else that has something to share.
Yeah, this is Saskia from the Netherlands. Thank you, Muriel, for this beautiful meditation. And I was really amazed about the many, many aspects of water and the many functions of water. And yeah, it was quite a journey along all these meanings and aspects of water. And yeah, it was really beautiful. Among other things, I remembered playing as a kid in the waves of the Mediterranean Sea during the vacation. And yeah, when we went on vacation to Spain when I was a kid, and so there I was always playing with the waves, especially if it was a high wave, then we went into the water, and sometimes the waves smashed us back on the beach. Sometimes we could dive under them and then go to the next wave. Yeah, it was beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have a good friend that comes here, and she says, I just want to be beaten up by the waves. It's just that there it does do something for us that's beyond words, having to do with just, I don't know, I feel like we're born to play in waves. All of us are, and people are just too late. I think it would solve a lot of the world's problems if everybody would just go out and play in the waves.
Yeah, I started swimming with dolphins in 2017. I was in the Azores. I also saw the dolphins playing in the waves.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks, Saskia. Was there somebody else here that wanted to share?
Yeah. This is Allison in Dallas, Texas, USA. And
okay.
I wanted to thank you so much. This was incredible. It just brought to mind the spectrum of experiences that water gives us in being a human here on Earth. And the polarity, the duality. I've experienced trauma in water and tragedy and joy and healing and courage, jumping off high levels, all kinds of things. I mean, just the whole, I just think about the whole spectrum and how we're conduits with water. between the earth and source energy, and you know, all of the information that water is consciousness. And you know, I remember you brought to mind that water is consciousness, and how much better it would be if the world had a choice of when we're birthing babies, if you had a hospital where you could do water births versus conventional, you know, and maybe, and I see that for the future, things like that. So anyway, thank you so much.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You're certainly welcome. Yes, and I even ocean births.
Hi, this is Linda in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And it just made me, the waterfalls, the awe of it. I've seen the Victoria Falls and Niagara Falls and just some of the amazing waterfalls, for example, in Hawaii. And it's just the power and the awe of that water coming down. I could stand there for hours just looking at the water falling.
Yeah. I had those images as well. I love being near or under a waterfall, especially behind one. That's one of my favorite spots.
Oh, yeah.
Behind, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
you see
the,
it all coming down.
And the aliveness, feeling so alive next to powerful waterfall. That's what I feel.
Right. And the mist. Blessing you.
Oh, yeah. The blessing.
The blessing. Great.
Hello. It's Ariamne. And I had never consciously thought about all those things. But the first thing that came to me is I live next to Lake Michigan, and I can walk there every day. And it is such a blessing. And when I review the elements as part of a daily practice, I always pick up the, almost always pick up the water of Lake Michigan and run it through my hands. And, but the, connecting it, yeah, I do think for the water in my body, but she brought it in a way that I don't usually think of too. That I'm always connected to water because I...
Yeah, we can't get away from it.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome.
Mariel, this is Bonnie Blue.
Hey,
Mariel,
Bonnie.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Every, I'm so grateful because everything you mentioned resonated with me, and yes, I can't live with the water. I can't even function if I'm not in the water. Within a few days, I become like a fish on dry land, which I'm sure you can, many of you can resonate with. But there's something that you said in the beginning that to talk about if there's something that really popped off the page for you, and one that did is the miraculous and the grace and the transformation. But something truly miraculous happened to me that I don't share very often, but I'm being told to share it here. And it happened in the Dolphin Heart World retreat in Sedona. David, I don't know if you remember the date. I think it was 2016. But anyways, so it was a long time ago, and I'll try to make it brief. But for 20 years before that, I had relied on wine. In the middle of the day, I would have to have a glass of wine to calm my spinning brain from some trauma that had happened to me, and I thought that I needed it. But there was a place, we were in Angel Valley, and it was the Fairyland area, and I was told by Michael, who ran the place at the time, that you have to be pure of heart for the fairies to speak to you. So we went to this place, me and a friend, and we were sitting in Archangel Michael's circle. And I had just found out the rules that you weren't supposed to bring anything like that to these retreats. Of course, I didn't know that or didn't want to know that. But so I turned to her and I said, I've been a naughty mermaid. I have brought some wine with me. And just as I said that, I saw, we could see Oak Valley, the area of swimming hole there. And I saw a light rise to the surface that looked like a mermaid. And I said, I have to go swimming now. So I went down and I placed my hands in the water and I gave a blessing to the water, which I always do. And she means so much to me. So I got into the water and my friend was taking photographs of me. And in the photographs, I was in these portals of light and the light was shifting around me. Some looked like angels, some looked like dolphins. And I could feel just this incredible energy in the water, and rays of light were coming from the bottom of the water rather than the top. And later when we looked at the photographs, it was amazing. But the most profound thing that happened is when I got out of the water, I instantly didn't want wine anymore. I instantly didn't like the thought of wine anymore. I walked right back to my cabin, grabbed the bottles, dumped them out, and haven't liked the taste ever since. And now discovered that it was the spinning of my brain was being caused by this impurity. So I am so grateful to the water. I'm going to cry now from emotion because it's just so life-giving. Thank you, water, and thank you, Muriel, for bringing that to the surface.
Thank you for sharing. What an amazing account. Yeah. Wow.
Amazing transformations. I am so grateful. Beautiful. Thank you, water.
Wow.
And full of joy now. And the dolphins,
you.
Of course. I went in the water with dolphins about a week ago, and the transformation from Lyme disease symptoms was remarkable. Being in the water with them, and I felt like I was 20 again. I could move my body in ways that I couldn't before, though the dolphins are so connected with the water. So I'm so grateful to them, too, and for their joy.
Yeah, good on you.
Hi, that's a tough one to follow. My name is Pamela, and I'm in St. Pete, Florida. And I was very moved by the water as a lullaby. And without going into great, great detail, in the 80s when I was working with people with AIDS, and I had the occasion to be with many folks when they were passing, I used to use the image of cradling them like a newborn baby in my arms, and going into the water, the cool blue water. And when you described that, it just took me back to that feeling of being able to surrender to the all that is. And it was really moving. I hadn't thought about that in a very long time.
Oh, more chills. Wow. Mm-hmm. Ooh. These are big stories you guys are sharing.
Is there anybody else who wants to share something before we close? Okay, that feels complete. Thank you, everyone, for being here today and being part of this group and for being here month after month and year after year. And thank you, Muriel, for, again, leading us in a very different and interesting experience with water. I think these memories are going to keep bubbling up for a while here. So
thank you for doing this, Lynn. I just continue to be so appreciative that you launched this, you and Granny, back at that Cetacean Summit. I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2014. And the next time we meet is going to be 2024. Hard to believe.
So we're looking at 10 years, yeah.
I know. It's really amazing. So I would just want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. We'll see you all again on January 5th, 2024, and I will be leading the meditation that day. So, so much love and gratitude to everyone, and I'm going to unmute us so we can all say goodbye together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. B